Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russia targets Ukraine's capital.
There's been a significant increase in explosions.
Arrest in D.C. and New York attacks.
Homelessness should not be a homicide.
A musical gift for war refugees.
A sign of peace.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's getting more intense now in Kyiv as Russia steps up its assault on Ukraine's capital. And in the besieged southern city of Mariupol, where the civilian death toll has been put at 2,500, efforts are underway to try to evacuate more people. Our war coverage begins with CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Overnight, the Russian military machine turned its guns on the capital itself, raining down on residential neighborhoods, igniting an apartment block into an inferno. In the wooded outskirts of the city, Ukrainian soldiers have dug in, letting fellow Ukrainians and Russian forces, for that matter, know about it. But we've seen for ourselves this is no show. Every single road is barricaded and manned by troops, reservists, or volunteers. Like 32-year-old Volodymyr, an economist who lived and worked in D.C. a few years back.
It may be that you will have to fight.
We were ready for them.
In an overnight address, President Volodymyr Zelensky made an appeal directly to Russian soldiers. If you surrender to our forces, we will treat you the way people are supposed to be treated. As people, decently.
CBS's Deborah Pata has more on a remarkable act of anti-war protest in Russia. It happened on live TV.
Marina Ovsyannikova, an editor for Russia's state-run Channel 1, bursting onto the set of the nightly newscast, shouting, "Stop the war, no to war." In a video posted online before her demonstration, Ovsyannikova explained she was ashamed of her role in spreading Russian propaganda and urged Russians to go out and protest, saying what is happening now in Ukraine is a crime. A Russian human rights organization later said that she'd been arrested.
I have never seen anything like the act of courage exhibited by Marina Ovsyannikova.
Julia Davis is a Russian media analyst and columnist for the Daily Beast.
Marina is facing risks to her life, her safety, her future. She knew that, and she willingly took that risk.
Now to the White House, where CBS's Nancy Cordes says the Biden administration is hoping a key Russian ally stays on the sidelines.
A senior administration official says that the White House is concerned about China's alignment with Russia. And those concerns were shared directly with Chinese officials when they sat down in Rome with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for what was described to us as an intense seven-hour meeting yesterday. Now, sources tell us that U.S. plans are taking shape for President Biden to head to Europe as soon as next week to meet with NATO allies. And how's this for a show of bravery and solidarity? This morning, as bombs rain down, the leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia have taken a train across the border into Ukraine to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Many who've made it out of Ukraine these past few weeks have encountered kind and dedicated people looking to help and lift spirits. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For the refugees who arrive here, unsure of what's next in their lives, someone is trying to bring some joy.
I came here to welcome all the refugees that are coming in. A sign of peace.
David Martello traveled from the Black Forest in Germany with his piano.
What gave you this idea to come to Medica?
Huh. The idea to come to Manica is like, I thought about it. What can be my tribute, my musical tribute to this?
The songs are familiar. We Are the World. He also plays Yesterday and John Lennon's Imagine. And the refugees' reaction?
Sometimes like they hug me, and sometimes they come over and request some songs.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Poland-Ukraine border.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Washington, D.C. police have arrested a suspect in the attacks on homeless men there and in New York City. Two men have been killed, three wounded in the attacks in less than 2 weeks. Police in Philadelphia have arrested a man suspected of stabbing two employees at New York's Museum of Modern Art over the weekend. The two victims are recovering from their wounds. CBS News has learned the number of calls about attempts to lure or exploit children online surged 35% to just one tip line in the last year. John Sheehan is with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
The predators recognized that there was going to be more hours online where teens and children were going to be unsupervised, and they were encouraging each other to seize upon that opportunity.
The center says it received more than 29 million reports of suspected child exploitation in 2021. A bill modeled after the new abortion law in Texas is on its way to the governor's desk in Idaho. It bans the procedures after 6 weeks of pregnancy and allows people to sue doctors who perform abortions past that point. The TV miniseries Inventing Anna is a Netflix hit.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
It depicts the real-life story of Anna Sorokin, who scammed money from hotels, banks, and friends, spent time behind bars, and now she's overstayed her visa and has been given a deportation order. Well, back in January, American space station astronaut Mark Vandehei had already spent more than 9 months in space.
I really try to pay attention to just the day that I'm on and not think about how many days are left, and I certainly am not counting down the days.
Today, he breaks the U.S. single space flight record of 340 days. By the time he returns to Earth at the end of the month, he'll have logged 355 days in orbit. A member of the Country Music Hall of Fame says she's just not the right fit for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
So Dolly Parton says she's pulling out of this year's nominations. She says she doesn't want to take votes away from others. In a statement, she says she'd like to do a rock album and perhaps get considered again for the hall in the future.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
One of the most celebrated movies of all time turns 50.
It was on this day in 1972 when this line got cemented in cinematic history.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather made just over $300,000 in its opening weekend at just 6 theaters in New York.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
But the film, starring Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, and Robert Duvall, ultimately became the highest grossing movie of the year and went on to win 3 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
This week, it's playing again on big screens around New York and New Jersey to mark its 50th anniversary. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A new report from the Motion Picture Association finds a digital surge for entertainment. Revenue from streaming in 2021 was 3 times more than the global box office. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.